Kevin Rudd yesterday named electricity prices as the first plank of his 7-point national competitiveness plan. He's targeted gas supply as one key area for reform. The ABC understands setting aside some of Australia's gas for domestic use is off the table. The gas pipeline industry is now urging the PM to push governments in the eastern states to lift their coal seam gas restrictions. Justine Parker reports.
The Prime Minister has made it clear that unlocking domestic gas supply is at the top of his national competitiveness agenda. In his first major speech since taking the Labor leadership, Kevin Rudd yesterday named energy price regulation as the first plank in his 7-point plan to lift Australia's productivity.
Reforms are needed for the supply of competitively priced gas for Australian businesses and households.
The ABC understands Mr. Rudd does not support a push to reserve some of Australia's gas supply for domestic use. It's a policy already adopted by Western Australia, but gas from the eastern states is slated for export to energy-hungry countries like Japan and South Korea. The progressive think tank The Australia Institute has warned that wholesale gas prices will nearly triple when a billion-dollar gas export terminal in Queensland opens, and Australia's gas prices are linked to the world market. The Institute's executive director, Richard Dennis, says there aren't many options to reduce gas prices once that happens.
If the government allows the gas export terminal at Gladstone to be built, from that moment forward, the domestic gas price for households and for business will be set by the world market, which at the moment means that it'll be about 3 times higher than we're used to paying. Now, one option would be to introduce a reservation policy that would force the gas companies to supply a certain amount of their gas to the Australian market.
Richard Dennis says unlocking supply can do little to lower gas prices once Australian gas is linked to the world market.
Whether we double or treble the amount of coal seam gas, whether we build floating LNG plants in any part of the country, none of that will have any significant impact on the world gas price. And the fact is, soon Australian consumers and businesses will be paying a much higher world price than the local low price they've become accustomed to.
A spokesman for Kevin Rudd says he'll work with the states and territories to see if changes to gas regulation can halt energy price rises. The gas transmission industry believes one way to unlock supply is to reduce state-level restrictions on coal seam gas. He's the chief executive of the Australian Pipeline Industry Association, Cheryl Cartwright.
With restrictions on accessing coal seam gas, that is reducing access to supply. Queensland's actually doing that well now, but there needs to be a way of working closely with the producers and the farmers working together on the land to make the most of the land for the energy for the rest of the country as well as the agriculture. It can be done.
Ms. Cartwright also insists that links to the world market don't necessarily mean higher gas prices.
If there is more gas, the basic rules of supply and demand will work. If there is more gas, then the prices will become competitive.
Business, meanwhile, warns that thousands of jobs in the manufacturing sector are at risk if Australia doesn't bring down its gas prices. The head of Manufacturing Australia, Sue Morfitt, says Australia is the only country in the world that allows unrestricted exports of gas.
It would be catastrophic if we lost 200,000 jobs if we don't have enough gas at competitive prices. We're not saying export none, but what we are saying is don't export at all. And currently our gas policies say export whatever you like and we'll try and deal with it internally. It's absolute nonsense.
The head of Manufacturing Australia, Sue Morfitt, ending that report from Justine Parker.